From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says an Islamic State hacker and recruiter who was high on the U.S. target list was killed in an airstrike in Syria earlier this week. We get the story now from VOA's Carla Babb.
Islamic State operative and British national Junaid Hussein was killed August 24th in Raqqa, Syria, according to U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder.
This individual is very dangerous. He had significant technical skills, and he had expressed a strong desire to kill Americans and recruit others to kill Americans.
Ryder says Hussein was involved in actively recruiting Islamic State sympathizers in the West, including in the United States. The spokesman says Hussein hoped to convince Westerners to carry out lone wolf-style attacks. The military said Hussein was also responsible for recently releasing personally identifying information of approximately 1,300 U.S. military and government employees. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
UN Security Council threatening to impose sanctions on South Sudan's warring factions if they don't fully implement a new peace agreement. Since signing a peace agreement with the rebel forces earlier in the week, South Sudan's President Salva Kiir ordered the army to halt all military operations before a full ceasefire, which was to go into effect today. Protesters are in Malaysia's capital for a two-day rally demanding the resignation of the prime minister, who's facing serious fraud allegations. Bursa, the country's leading civil society, wants Najib Razak to resign following revelations he received $700 million into his personal accounts from a government-owned investment fund. You can get more news at voanews.com. The recent inter-Korean agreement ending a military standoff between North and South Korea is raising hopes for reunions of families separated during the Korean War 6 decades ago. The South Korean Unification Ministry spokesman says reunion talks are expected earlier next month, that is. The two governments have arranged 19 rounds of face-to-face reunion since 2000. The latest reunions were held in early 2014. President Obama told American Jewish leaders on Friday the nuclear agreement with Iran is the best way to prevent Tehran from getting nuclear weapons. He spoke during a 5Live webcast about where the U.S. relations with Israel stand in light of the Iran nuclear deal.
I think this is going to happen pretty quick because we both have a shared interest in not just preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, but also making sure that they're not sending weapons to Hezbollah, that they're not destabilizing, that Iran's not destabilizing its neighbors. So not only do we have a shared history, shared values, not only are we family, but even on this particular issue of Iran, we agree more than we disagree.
A webcast was organized by two major Jewish organizations that have held similar events, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opposes the Iran nuclear deal, and the U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, who is one of the negotiators of the accord. Cleanup from Tropical Storm Erica getting underway on the Caribbean island of Dominica, where the storm is blamed for the deaths of 20. Erica moved on to drench the Dominican Republic on Friday before moving over Haiti as the storm weakened. People in the Bahamas are stocking up on supplies and making sure they have fuel to move out at a moment's notice.
We've got our generator prepared, just the normal stuff. We'll probably fill some bathtubs with water and make sure we've got that extra water in case the water supply goes down.
I'm going to take every precaution that I can because you don't know what will happen, whether the storm will strengthen or not.
Erica is forecast to pass over Cuba today, possibly reaching the U.S. state of Florida on Monday. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton is scheduled to visit the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana today to attend ceremonies marking the 10th anniversary of the landfall of Hurricane Katrina, which flooded 80% of the city and killed 1,800 people. Former President George W. Bush visited New Orleans on Friday. He was president in August of 2005 when Katrina hit. President Obama visited New Orleans Thursday to highlight the city's resilience and talk about its future.
That's the latest world news from VOA.